Hello, everybody, and welcome to Simple Biz 360 podcast number 201. Can you believe it? We turned the corner on the 200s, August 24th, 2023. We're so happy you're here. We're on YouTube. We're on 28 listening platforms. We're now on Rumble TV, too. So we're really pumped up you're here. And today we're going to have some fun. We're in that, you know, cap and t-shirt series, three business tips in 5 minutes. So we're going to breeze through this episode. We're not actually going to give you three tips today, but we're going to ask some questions and we're going to throw some things out there. So the ultimate question today is, does email inbox management really matter? Should I really even address this in an episode? Do I really care if you've got 5,732 emails in your inbox, 8,019, or if you've got seven? Does it really matter to me? Well, it matters if you're not able, as the recipient and the manager of the inbox, if you're not able to manage it in a way where you're getting back to people in a prompt manner and you're answering their questions thoroughly and you're, you know, you're responding professionally. And I can just tell you, it's been my experience, I see a lot of bad communication behavior and skill sets. And when I kind of peek around the corner and get a chance to look at their computer, you know, as I'm standing over their shoulder, we're working on a project, and all of a sudden, oh, now this makes sense. They've got 8,019 emails in their inbox. And yeah, they're sorting them by date or they're sorting them by name. But you know what? I mean, come on. We all highlight, we look at the things on the phone, right? And on the cell phone, once we look at it, it de-highlights it. So now it's not bright blue if we're using Outlook and we think we got to it, but we're not sure. It's kind of like, you know, trying to find our car in that crazy big parking lot, right? That airport parking lot at 11 at night, we get dropped off. We don't know really where it is, but, you know, it's near some pole. So we don't have the row written down and we're trying to find it, right? Or we're trying to find that. We're the type of person that just throws our clothes on the floor all the time. And now we got to get out the door and, you know, I got to look for the semi-clean shirt. And you really don't know which one's the semi-clean one and which one's the one you wore three times and you end up stinking when you get out there, right? Well, it's kind of like with us. We get to a point, if we've got this much activity, sometimes we don't remember and we're not conscientious of the ones that we didn't answer and we think we did, but we didn't. How about the episode where I've mentioned that I worked for a customer service manager once that just absolutely deleted all the emails at the end of the day. So if there's 22, 42, 15, 12, didn't matter. She had to get out the door to catch her bus. Bam. Just delete all the emails. If it's important enough, somebody will email later. So these are the things that are out there. And these are things that are working against the, you know, the company's success, if you will. It's working against client success. And what happens is, you know, this type of stuff eventually leads to, you know what? I don't want to go back to this company that Mason runs. I don't want to go back for seconds. You know, I don't like the way he deals with this. Too many things, you know, he's got, you know, just in the last month, we've had like three or four emails. He just doesn't remember getting, didn't answer, thought he answered. I'm done. I got to go to somebody who does a better job of this. And chances are Mason isn't handling it right because he's got so many in the inbox. So just something to think about, right? You don't want your inbox looking like this graphic on the wall with all kinds of crazy upside down letters and numbers and caps and, you know, lowercase and sideways and, oh my goodness, all kinds of great things, right? So if you are the type of person that manages your inbox this way, I just invite you to rethink it. Think about doing it another way. Give it some thought. Talk to some other people who've done it. It takes a lot of work to get it clean, but once it's clean, man, you can keep it clean. And I know I've been there, operated that way for many years, and have not operated that way for a while. So we love to dip into some rock and roll stuff. It's summer, right? The Beach Boys, 1970. We're going to rewind the clock. Sloop John B., upper right-hand corner of the YouTube experience. You'll see it on there. You click on that. It'll always be in the show notes, and we will see you in 168 hours.